This is the Down East Journal. Last month, we spoke with bicyclist and retired Navy SEAL Doc Hooks a few days into his 1,200-mile journey from Emerald Isle all the way to Key West, Florida, on a slightly modified beach cruiser. The purpose of the trip was to raise funds and awareness for substance abuse prevention and the Charlie D. Hooks Youth Leadership Award, which is named after his son.
My son died two and a half years ago. He was an addict, and that disease killed him. I'm passionate to try to help other people to prevent situations like the thing that happened with my son.
The scholarship program provides funds for substance abuse training for teenagers. Doc Hooks did make it to Key West. He stopped by the Public Radio E studios this week to speak with us about his adventure. When we last spoke to you by phone, you were taking a day off in Charleston, South Carolina to do some preventive maintenance on your war horse. That's what you called your bike. How did the war horse do?
Did great, man. That's an interesting thing. I'm thinking now that maybe there should be an entire new line of bikes made that are touring beach cruisers because of the stability and the low amount of maintenance it requires to go on a bike trip with one. So some people who wouldn't feel comfortable on a skinny, tired, lightweight frame bike with their feet locked into the pedals and all might feel perfectly comfortable going for a ride on a very stable beach cruiser. So I think that's actually a really good idea. Maybe I'll pursue that.
Just as long as speed is not a requirement.
As long as speed's not the requirement. However, you know, to brag on myself a little bit here, I had many times when I actually caught up with guys on high-end touring bikes. And in fact, I sprinted across a 7-mile bridge down in the Keys and passed two guys who were quite upset by it. We had the wind to our backs and we were going about 28 miles an hour, I think. On a beach cruiser. How about that?
Now, you also told us that about the ride from Wilmington to South Carolina along Highway 17. You said it was treacherous because of the rumble strips on the shoulders of the road. Did you encounter any more challenges along the way?
Well, a lot of rumble strips. And so on 17, that was a really interesting thing because originally, you know, 17 is actually earmarked as and labeled as the bicycle route. But the highway people didn't seem to pay a lot of attention when they put the rumble strips in. So they, unfortunately, instead of putting the rumble strips, say, just on the white line, they often put them in the lane that ordinarily would be where you would ride a bike, that big shoulder that's usually 4 feet wide. So that made it way challenging. I had a little challenge. I had something I put in my journal about an altercation in northern Florida. I probably shouldn't talk about that too much, but where someone tried to steal my iPad out of my basket and he shouldn't have done it with a Navy SEAL. So anyway, I got it back, to say the least.
Now, what was some of your best parts about the ride?
Well, I love doing this kind of thing. I really like long-distance cycling, and I like endurance sporting events. And so it's that part during the day when you're kind of burnt out and you've used up most of your glycogen and you have to just kind of psychologically push through. And on those days, like particularly one day, the shortest distance day I had, where I only went 56 miles, I think, was the longest pedaling day. It took me 11 hours. It was constantly against a headwind. But somewhere in the midst of that, you know, like pedaling for 11 hours at about hour maybe 8.5, that's when I reach that zone that I kind of get zenned out and I get into it and it feels really good and freeing and all those endorphins are going off, you know, and it's an interesting feeling to me. I've always enjoyed that feeling, whether it's running a marathon or doing a long distance triathlon or something like this.
Now, you said before that on average you were on the bike for about 6 to 8 hours a day. You know, lots of time to think about things. I mean, did you have any kind of revelations or any kind of thoughts that you were thinking about the entire time?
Well, there were a lot of things, but most of all, more than anything else, and while people on the radio can't see this, but you can, you see that piece of glass right there. It has my son's ashes in it. So a glass artist from Hawaii did those for my Lisa and me and Charlie's mom. And so I had that on my back. So I had to turn around backwards, so he was on my back. Riding the piggyback ride there thing like I used to do when he was a little kid, taking him upstairs. And so I felt his presence all around me, and there was a lot of thought going into that. And, you know, when you lose a child, it's intense, but there's got to be purpose in all things. And so I think trying to turn that into a positive through this is was heavy on my mind, as were lyrics to interesting old songs and that I kept connecting with moments. I think I quoted a lot of them in my journal entries on my blog.
Okay, so you completed 1,200-mile journey. What was the first thing that you were thinking about when you were crossing that finish line?
Just as I was coming in to Key West proper, a jet roared overhead, and so I pulled over and did 100 times 3, and that was the thought. And I was going, you know, home finally here where beach cruisers rule. You know, Key West is a beach cruiser intensive town.
Well, you made it. The beach cruiser made it. What's happening to the Warhorse now?
Well, the Warhorse, my beach cruiser, is in the parking lot at the Casa Marina Hotel in Key West, where I'm going to leave it. My brother and I often rendezvous down there. He's an active duty Navy SEAL team officer, and when he comes, he has to do work in Key West sometimes anywhere from 3 to 5 times a year, and we try to rendezvous down there. So we both have bicycles there. So the Warhorse is situated out there with a and I think I've made an entry something about the Warhorse is going to find his peace pony out there.
More than $7,600 was raised for the Charlie D. Hooks Youth Leadership Award. You can see pictures and read about Doc Hooks' bike trip on his blog. You can find a link at our website, publicradioeast.org.